A migrant family split by the COVID-19 border closure for more than 400 days say they feel no joy about the prospect of reuniting because the separation has been so traumatic. The government's revealed new border exemptions, which means some migrant families will soon be able to reunite. But there are thought to be thousands of other families still left in the lurch, with no idea when they'll be able to see their loved ones. Here's political reporter Katie Scotcher.
Kathy Legovernik and her husband have been separated for more than 400 days. He left New Zealand for work just before the borders slammed shut and has been unable to return. Kathy has had to juggle caring for two young children alone and studying to become a physiotherapist since.
You lose 50% of your life because when you decide to marry somebody, you do it on purpose. You want to share things with him, and you do that by love. You know, we are married since 10 years and live together since 15 years. So we are a strong couple.
Today, Kathy and her husband got the news they'd been waiting for.
I don't even express a joy. You know, I don't feel in any joy because we have been spoiled by a country. You know, that took my husband away from me and from my kids for so long.
Kathy's husband falls under one of the three new border exemptions announced by Immigration Minister Chris Farfoy.
These latest exceptions are expected to allow hundreds more migrants to come to New Zealand and join their families.
The government's fixing a discrepancy which meant migrant workers who entered the country just before the borders closed couldn't bring their families, but those who came after could. Soon, those families caught out can apply to enter New Zealand. The partners and children of a very small number of highly skilled non-healthcare temporary workers will also be able to travel here. Immigration Minister Chris Farfoy explains who might be covered by that exemption.
People in very senior jobs and companies haven't been able to bring some of their families back. There are criteria there, depending on whether they're here for 6 months or longer. Some of that is salary and some of that is projects that they may work on.
Possibly the largest border exemption will be for the families of critical healthcare workers. They too will be able to apply for visas to enter the country, but the government doesn't actually know how many will do so. There are about 6,000 critical healthcare workers in the country right now.
There are many unknowns here. How many of those 6,000 have families? How big those families are? That kind of information isn't necessarily collected when they first apply for a visa. Ascertaining demand and capacity and numbers is a little difficult.
National's Erica Stanford says many migrant families will be relieved, but the government's leaving thousands of others behind.
For a government who talks about kindness and putting people first, this decision today really says a lot, actually, that they don't value these people.
She wants the government to give certainty to those who aren't helped by the new exemptions.
At the moment, there is no light at the end of the tunnel for them, and they're still trapped in this awful sort of limbo, trying to figure out whether or not they should leave. And I tell you what, we don't want them to leave. They're desperately needed. Teachers and engineers and tech workers, we need them here.
ACT leader David Seymour is also celebrating the news, but says if the government worked proactively, those split families could have been in New Zealand already. He points to the MIQ rooms sitting empty thanks to the Trans-Tasman bubble.
We should have a system to look into the future based on MIQ bookings and ask how will we use this space to maximise overall well-being, rather than getting to a stage where there are 1,500 MIQ rooms empty and just saying, oh, well, because that oh, well is incredibly painful for many of these separated families.
The government has signalled it will be looking at further border exemptions in the coming months. A tuiti whare parimata mo te hōtaka o te ahiahi nei. Ko Katie Scott, Churaho.